I think it's huge for me. I think it's huge for the club. He was a target from day one that we wanted to bring to the club. He'd been here on loan last year and did very well, and everybody had, you know, was enamoured with him and really taken by him. And I think it was important that we sent the message out, as you mentioned, that we can bring quality players to the football club, coming in the back of, you know, with the likes of Anthony Stokes, match winners, people that can score goals. And then, you know, when you're able to add a Danny Graham to that quality, then it shows that, you know, we're certainly trying to get good players to the club within our own circumstances and environment. And I think it's an outstanding signing. And I think this is a player that probably not played as much as he would have wanted in the last couple of years, or probably merited given his ability in the Premier League, but he's an outstanding player. And to bring him into to Blackburn Rovers, I think everybody is going to be delighted to have a player of that calibre at the disposal, not just in loan, but a permanent signing. You know, I mean, this is Blackburn Rovers' player. He's not, you know, from another club. This is an outstanding player that can contribute to what we're trying to do.
There have been doubts, Owen, that this deal would be got over the line for whatever reason from the supporters. Just how pleased are you for them that you have managed to deliver someone who's extremely popular?
Well, I think you're right. I think that was important as well because, you know, I said when we came in from day one, I'd leave no stone unturned to try and bring good players to the club and try and get the fans excited about their team, because that's what we want. We all want the same thing. And that's the Blackburn Rovers fans coming along, being genuinely excited about coming, watching the players and watching their team. And that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, I had the initial meeting with Danny, and it was a brilliant meeting. All we spoke about was football. I knew he wanted to be here. I was able to let him know what I was about and what I seen, how we could go about it, and he really bought into it. And at the end of the meeting, you know, he said, I want to be here. So from that, we moved that on. We only had two meetings to conclude it. What happened was people were in different places at different times. But when we got together, then we always felt, I certainly did from that point, that we would get this deal done. But I never ever want to get ahead of myself and saying, yeah, we can do this until it's actually signed and sealed. But it is an important message for the fans, because it shows we're trying to bring players that they've identified with, because that's what Danny did last year when he scored the goals and worked hard and he had that jersey on. Then the fans could see it was somebody who wore the shirt with real pride. And that's what I want from the whole group. And I think Danny can, you know, can set the tone for that, because he's hugely influential on the park, but equally he'll be influential in the dressing room as well, off the park. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to have those types of characters. And Anthony Stokes a bit like that as well. They've got a wee edge to them, that type of character that can come in and show that as a club we're moving in the right direction, and that's what we're trying to do.
When you look at the stats and the facts and figures of last season, it showed that this team didn't score enough goals. You're already a long way down the road to addressing that, aren't you, with these two that you've done this week?
Well, I think, you know, there's no doubt coming in, we looked at the squad that we were inheriting, and given whether it was people on loan or different things, we didn't have any recognised strikers. So, you know, for my part, it's great to get players of this quality in, but equally, in terms of positional needs, we were always going to have to find strikers. I think what we have done, we've found strikers of an extremely high calibre, you know, for where we are, and that was important. So, and I think that sends out a real positive message that we are going to try to improve on the goals tally. But equally, we've got to understand as well, I mean, Blackburn Rovers had a tremendous defensive record, so we've always got to give balance and give credit where credit's due. Whatever's happened before it's finished, we can't affect that. What we can affect is what's to come, and that's moving forward. And adding players of the standard of Danny Graham certainly help you to fulfil what you feel that you can, the vision you have for the team and the club, and players like that certainly help.
Speak to so many managers, and I'm sure we had the conversation when you were down the road at Burnley, that a lot of managers say you can't have enough centre-forwards in your football club. Do you believe that, Owen? And have you still got a lot of shopping to do in that department?
I take on board the point you made. I would disagree with the terminology, because for me, it's not about having enough centre-forwards at your club. What's important is you can never have enough goal scorers at your club. We can all have centre-forwards that don't score goals. So I think the important thing is that we have strike. You can never have enough goal scorers. And I remember Bruce Rioch saying that when I played at Bolton, myself, John McGinley, Andy Walker, Fabian De Freitas, Mick Suppartalainen, we're all there at one time. And somebody said to him one day, I mean, you've got an abundance of goal scorers. He said, you can never have enough goal scorers. And that's true, not just from strikers. You know, from wide areas, we have players that can score goals. And again, you know, the boys at the back have weighed in as well. So I think throughout your team, you can never enough, because ultimately it's goals that win you games.
In terms of strikers, are you still a couple short because you came here with none?
If the question is, are we finished yet in that department? Then I would say, no, we'll still get our eyes open and looking about, and we'd certainly still look to add a very creative, what I would suggest, probably a creative midfield player. I'd love to add that type. I mean, there's certainly one I've got my eye on that can find that final pass. It's pleasing the eye. He's young. He's only going to get better. Now, that one's a little bit more complicated in respect of he's at an elite club, and that would be with a years-long loan. But we're working very hard, we're well down the road. And if we get this kid, I've got to tell you, I mean, I get excited watching him. I think he's a wonderful talent that can only get better. And I've been fortunate, I've had one or two of those before. But, you know, I get really excited when I watch him. And hopefully we can get it over the line in the next couple of days.
Do you enjoy this side of it, Owen, making the contact with the lads and making sure they know what you're all about? Because Anthony Stokes and Danny Graham have both said, the gaffers rung me up, the gaffers told me how good I am. Is that something you enjoy doing, that interaction straight away with them?
Yeah, we love the game first and foremost. And, you know, we're very fortunate and very blessed in many ways to have had a career in it. But when you've got an opportunity to bring good players to your club, of course, you enjoy the interaction, you enjoy relaying to them how you see the game, how you see them as players. Is there areas they can improve? Absolutely. I mean, there's none of us are the finished article. There's loads of improvement and every one of us can look to improve on. But it's great to sit down with players, because I've said this to before, when I sit with players, the only thing I want to chat about is football. When players start talking about finance to me, it puts me off. And it's happened before. There's been 3 or 4 times that I've not signed players because the first thing they asked me was about finance. That's not their remit. Let the people that look after them deal with that. Just you talk to me about football. Let me know how you see yourself, how you see what you can bring to the club. I'll tell you what I feel you can bring. And when you bring all that together, as Danny and the likes of Andy Stokes have done, it's great, because you know you're getting players that are motivated to do well, and they're hungry to do well for themselves, for their family, for the football club. And that's what we want at Blackburn Rovers. I want people coming in that are really positive, with an energy, that want to go and be representative of a magnificent, you know, fan base and a club steeped in history and steeped in tradition. Well, let's go out, put those jerseys on with pride and try and give it a real go.